Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Let's lift our hands to God. Lift your hands to God. I want you to sincerely communicate your expectations. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Come on, go ahead. Thank you, Father. Communicate your expectations. Communicate your heart cry. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Good morning, church. Please, can you help me honor your pastors? Help me honor them. The elders that rule well are worthy of double honor. Honor them. Some of you are sitting down honoring your pastors. Amen. You may please be seated. And please honor yourselves too. Amen. Sorry, I didn't appear to be smiling. It's because I have a very strong burden in my heart. And even if you have not been listening to me teaching this morning, please listen. Is that clear? Please listen. And listen attentively. Because a lot depends on the light that we receive as God's children. Now, I'd like us to please turn our Bibles. Let me show you a pattern in scriptures. Then we'll link those patterns together. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 3. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 3. We'll start the reading from verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour. Yes. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Yes. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them. Yes. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, what did he say? Come on, say it again.
Look,
say it louder.
Look
on us. Yes, verse 5. And he gave heed to them That is, he gave them his attention. But he had wrong expectations. So sometimes you may pay attention but have wrong expectation. Are you seeing that now? All right? He was calling his attention, look on us. But the guy didn't understand. He paid attention. Bible said, expecting to receive something of them. That is, if just give me something. At least that's what everyone has been doing. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, a man that they laid there, he's been lame since from his mother's womb. The highest anyone can give him out of pity is money. So he was expecting the usual. Expecting to receive something of them. Yes. Verse 6. Then Peter said, sorry to disappoint you. Silver and gold, I have none. But such as I have, I give to you. So when he said, look on us, he was calling their attention to such as they have. Do you understand that? Your eyes will not just be open, you will see.
Amen.
Say that amen again louder.
Amen.
All right? Look at it. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and what? Walk. But before they rise up and walk, there was an instruction. What's the instruction? Come on, say it again. Say it again. That is, don't just open your eyes, see. Now let's turn our Bibles quickly. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. We start the reading from verse 17. Are you there? Are you there? Now give me a minute. Now look at it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. You see, most times when you read this scripture, you are not paying attention to the most significant thing. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are... All right? He said, behold. All things are become new. Now, listen. Listen attentively. So the level at which you walk in the newness is depending on the level at which you behold. We all, like in a mirror, behold his glory, and we are changed from one level of glory to another, even by the same image. So there is a lot of connection between your experience and what you see. Are you following me? Are you following me? What did I say? There's a lot of connection. You see, the believer whose life can be transformed is the believer you can't help to see. You see, I beg you in the name of Jesus. I have not come for this meeting to lay hands. I've come to show you. Are you following me? All right? Because sometimes, you see, I've been to different places to preach, and I discover that people pay little or no attention to the word, expecting that at a certain time, the man of God will come and lay hands on them. Even if you are sick, if you can see, you'll be healed. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is when that light, and this kind of behold is not the one you see with your eyes. No. This one is the one you see with the eyes of your understanding. The Bible said the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, with which he searches. Somebody say he searches the inward part of the belly. I don't want to go too deep in that. Amen. Now let me show you a scripture again as we continue. Turn your Bibles with me. Let's go to the book of John. Let's go to the book of John. John chapter number 5. Let's see an interesting story there. John 5 from verse 1. Now look at this. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market. You know, you have like Lagos, you have different market, right? I think there's a fish market. Is there a fish market?
Uh-huh.
There's fish market. What other market again? When we were coming, I saw one up Krika market, something like that. Uh-huh. Which other market again? Huh? Huh? Plantain market. Okay. Is that the name of the market? Or what they sell there? Okay. So, for those of us in the north, there's something they call Kaswan Dairy. That's night market. Okay? So, people come out at night and then put their things out. People have yam. Yaba market. All right? So, but this market is what? Sheep market. But around that market, there's a pool. See, when you look at the man at the pool of Bethesda, what you are imagining is a river or something. Do you know what it means for a pool to be in a market? It's disgusting. I want to bring these things into what you can see. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, imagine when it rains now in Lagos, people are going to the market. Some people will even have to wear boots. Because everywhere is going to be rough. You know, Lagos, nobody sends anybody. This place was more busy. All right? Because look at this. This market was at Jerusalem. Jerusalem at that point was the place of tourist attraction. It was a busy city. The busiest they have. That's the center of commerce. So, all right? Now, by that market, there is a pool. So, maybe we even have some things flowing. You know, people can be very funny and all that. And then what you have around that pool are individuals that are sick. Not just sick. They've been there for years. Picture it. There's no neat clothes there. They're all looking very dirty, horrible. It was a pool where you don't go there to bath. You just enter and get out. The word pool suggests that it's not a flowing water. Do you understand that? It's not a flowing water. And this guy, I want to bring it home. Have you ever tried to get close to somebody who has been lame in the leg and has been at the same spot for years? Maybe just a bit close, like you want to hug them. The smell is horrible. Now imagine that is the life someone has known for 38 years. Around the same place, around the same pool, around the same things. And some people are hungry. And why is it at church? They say your life will change. Life doesn't change. Listen, I want to show you. Because I sense something coming. Let me tell you. Sometimes when I look at people shouting online, I love a revival and we are the agent of revival. But sometimes my fear is, if this guy don't understand the world and the way the key of the kingdom works, by the time people are not seeing the result they are expecting, they will deny Jesus. Frustration will set in. Because those noise is not a guarantee that we have individual who will stay, come what may. Do you know what it means for TGJX to pastor the same church for 10 years and the attendance was 5? How many years? 10 years. Listen to what I'm saying. It will take what has been seen. So this man, the implication of what is happening here is that you will have to work for this man's faith to even be revived at least. Do you see? Listen, someone who just got sick and needs healing can have faith because the fellow knows what else used to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Someone who has been fine, then suddenly the doctor said this is the condition. The fellow knows what else used to be. But this guy has been in this condition since. Imagine telling someone who was born blind, receive sight. He doesn't even understand what it means to see. Someone who was born blind doesn't even know what human being look like. You need to understand that. He's alive. He has no mental picture of what a person looks like. Now, if I tell you that, imagine, remember the post office, all right, that is in central London. That post, that big office, remember, you can't remember, except you have been there. In the same light, listen to what I'm saying. Some individuals don't know what it means to have mental picture of their miracle, because they have never been there. Meanwhile, you belong to the category of individual that God wants to take to where you have never been before. I want to let you know that your mind and the mind of the man at the pool of Bethesda, there is no much difference. Because for some, the highest level of breakthrough you have seen is somebody's offering. And when we are saying that God is about to cause a shift, you actually don't know what a shift is. Do you know? At best, you compare it with the things you see around. Somebody who is riding this kind of car. Somebody who is riding that kind of car. And I can tell you, people can ride big cars and they have not shifted. In fact, the Bible went ahead to say that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has even entered your imaginations. So how do you believe God for what you can't imagine? Do you understand? You don't get it. How can I believe God for something I can't imagine? That I can't imagine it means there's no reference around. It will take something bigger than preaching. It will take something deeper than persuasion. It will take something that is beyond the physical, something beyond the natural. Have you read that a man whose hand was withered came to meet Jesus on a Sabbath day, and the Pharisees were looking around and saying, "We want to see what he will do." And all Jesus said was, "Stretch out your hands. You have seen miracles, but have you seen a hand withered grow out?" So if God is saying, "I'm going to use you for signs and wonders," how can he use you for what you have not imagined before? You can imagine the dead coming back to life. Because dying, just look at a fellow is sleeping. I don't want to go into some things, because you guys don't look like this message is for you. Are you sure it's for you? What's the highest miracle you've seen? What's the highest? So, raising the dead was common even before Jesus came. Elijah did raise the dead. The bones of Elisha raised the dead. Is that okay now? There's been stories of individuals that raised the dead. What about the valley of dry bones? Hold on. Have you tried to imagine it? What about the valley of dry bones? This one is not raising the dead. To have faith for the dead to come back to life, there is a body. There are organs that are ready to kick back. Do you understand that? You don't understand. The liver is there. The kidney. The intestines. The pancreas. The brain. All the nerves. The muscles. The sinews. They're there. What about a case where you don't even know which bone belongs to which body? Hold on now. What I'm trying to show you is that your expectation is still like the expectation of that man at the gate called Beautiful. asking for alms. You are asking for what you are used to. Do you understand? You see, I shared with you. When we got to Abuja, first thing we did was to pay for church venue. So when it was a week to go to Abuja, God said, drop the money for accommodation. Drop the money. It was actually not a small money. It was 6 million naira. Okay? So he said, drop the money. I said, yes, Lord. So we got to Abuja, and I was like, oh God, we trust you. You know, we had to lodge. And one of those days, I got tired. You know, Abuja is a funny place. I know the team I've gone with, and I want everyone to be comfortable. And we call agent, we want to get a place, we want to get a duplex, this. So what's your budget? Said, 6 million. Said, well, up that budget. That budget can't do much. I'm like, what is your problem? 6 million in Ibadan, we get mansions. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
One of those days, I just got tired. And I wasn't having it anymore. And I stood in the office, and God said to me, look through the window. He said, what do you see? I said, Abuja. He said, son, you have my word. I will give you a city in this city. How can a man who is trying to get accommodation conceive the idea of a city in a city? A city means that accommodation should not be your worry. Think about accommodating others. The thing is, you are trying to conceive rent. He has moved on from a rent. And where he is now is a city. When God told me that we should start building, you know, I said, yes, Lord, I believe you, Lord. And I went to greet one of my very senior Egbons in the city who pastors a church. And as we entered the church, I saw that they were talking about, because God laid my heart to get an acre. They were talking about the fact that they just saw an acre. And they said, and that church is a very massive church. And the man of God said, the acre, by the grace of God, is going for 1 billion naira. How do you push me to have an expectation of such? You know, my joy this morning is that it is difficult for you to believe it. It's my joy. Because it is not difficult for me to believe it. And I'm going to be here the next time to say that we have bought it. You know what they say? That's the difference. The difference between us is not the size of our God. It is the same God. It is what you can conceive. I'm going to get it. And you know, that's the funny thing. The fact that it will come out like a joke, but it will happen. Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, one of the reasons why you struggle to believe is because money is the only currency you know. That's your problem. So if it's not coming via the route of money, you can't conceive it. So your problem actually is, where will the money come from? So you limit God Are you seeing where the problem is? The only route you have as a, for an expectation for change of levels is money. But money is not the only thing that pays bills. Favor pays bills. So I'm getting married. Oh God, and where would money come from? That's your problem. That's your problem. Of all the things God can do in the world, the one who tells the ocean, this is how far you can go. Hold on a minute. Do you know God can tell somebody you have never seen anywhere in the world, go on Facebook and search for so and so name and bless? Now, what I'm saying has happened to me countless number of times. People who said, I don't know you, I've never seen you before, this, I saw you in my dream, and God said, search for so and so name, and they searched for the name on Instagram and were shocked to see that it is the same image of the person they see in the dream. And God said, go and honor him. When there was famine in Israel, the difference between Elijah and everyone was that the farmland was not his expectation for food. And God showed he was not limited to sowing and harvest. I can use bed. Like the man at the gate called Beautiful, you are looking, but your expectations are faulty. So, you know the reason why you don't have faith now? When we say, this is happening, you quickly check through your circle of influence. Who can God use? Well, maybe this will happen next year. That's how you have been throwing away your miracles. That's how you have been. Let me ask you again. What are you expecting? You know, Bishop Adelakun came. I just received a call from his PA. Apostle, where are you? I said, I'm in Abuja. I said, well, Bishop said he's coming to your church. We're on flight together. I went to the airport. God warned me. He said, going forward, anywhere you're traveling to, let's just leave that, because there's a way to be positioned. Okay, sometimes you just want to ridicule yourself and just go and sit down with the crowd. God said, no. Start paying for VIP place and sit down there. So that's the story for another day. So one of those days, I went there and I met Bishop. I met the person contesting for the position of the governorship election of Oyo State. Met a couple of them, politicians. Myself and my wife and our daughter sat down. We're just there talking with Bishop, and all these big guys were coming to greet Bishop. And guess what? I was so angry that day, because God had laid it in my heart that going back, make sure you book business class. I was so angry. But I was like, this is your family. I could just save some funds. I'll just manage. So I didn't book business class. So we're just there. And so by the time we're done talking, Bishop was at business class. So he was going to minister at COSA. Before I could get out from my economy to catch up with him, COSA, they carried him away. But something happened to my heart, just seated there. So I got the call after that. He was coming to our church. Just gave a surprise visit. Were you there? Yes. So I called the pastors, wherever you are, get up, get dressed, go to church. Bishop is coming. So he entered the church. And he was telling them. So he entered everywhere, entered my office, sat down, pray. And when he was done praying, he called them. And he said, years back, they wanted to buy the facility of the church. They wanted to buy the facility. And God said, don't buy it. They had the money to buy that place. God said, don't buy it. My son is coming to buy it. Okay? Now, that was years before we came to Ibadan. Now, when we came to Ibadan, and we're looking for venue, we're using my house as the church. We're looking for venue. And someone said, how about this place? arguing with the person. Are you trying to mock me? I left this place. They said the venue is 600,000. I left. Then you are telling me this place. What are you saying now? But God had told someone years back that my son is coming. And the son that came was wrestling for a kiosk just at the street. That I begged that man tire till the man blocked my line. But here is an acre of land in the center of the city that God had spoken years back that you are coming to get. But the man coming, his eyes are open, but his expectations are wrong. Why? Because you believe that everything you need must come through the route of money. And then you look at your bank account. I can't afford it. The people around me, if I call my father, he doesn't even have. I call my family, he doesn't even have. The children of Israel were asking for meat. Moses said, if we kill all the animals in this wilderness, they are not enough to even feed you. It's over 2 million people. Then God now told Moses. Moses was looking at the ground. But where the result is coming from is up. So God told Moses. Now imagine, put yourself in the shoes of Moses. They were ready to kill Moses. So God said, tell them, tomorrow I will feed them with meat till it begins to come out of their nostrils. Even Moses, where he was, is if we are able to manage and hunt all the animals, it will even go around. Then where God is talking from is, I will feed you, you will almost die. And then Moses goes like, this is what God says. And maybe Moses would have been expecting, maybe from the story of Noah, maybe animals will be coming and looking everywhere. And suddenly he noticed that everywhere is getting dark. And he checks. Quails. What? By force brought them and eat them to the ground. Read your Bible. Eat them to the ground that they could not get up. So people went from no meat to there are too many. God is not your earthly father. He is not limited by economy. He is not. So we look, but we actually don't see. And it's the reason why many people, words were released over them and there's no change. Because your expectation can thwart your miracle. It can. Some even seem to believe somehow in their hearts that, well, if Apostle only know my problem, he would not have made this prophecy. Maybe he would have prophesied that, like me, that I'm even still trying to hit 3 square meals. Why will he be saying that? See, that's your problem. That's your problem. Let me ask you again. What can you see? The Bible says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways, higher than our ways, and his thoughts. And listen, this presence of eyes but lack of sight is the reason why many Christians don't shift and Christianity look like a scam. Because God will not change the principle. God won't change the principle. Some of you struggle with the most basic things like tithes. And say, if I remove 10,000 from this 100,000 now, transport. That's your problem. That's your problem. Amen. I want to teach you so that the veil can fall off. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why I said I came with so much burden in my heart. Now, listen to what I'm saying. When God told me that before I leave Abuja, because I'm leaving Abuja, I don't waste time. Don't waste time. Somebody was telling me that the things you guys are doing in Abuja is taking ministries 10 years to do it. We are not better, but we are different. I was just in my house and I was praying. And let me share a few things with you. When we're going to get Abuja, I've never preached in Abuja before except for Oropo just once. So I'm not someone who enjoys traveling around the nation, actually. So we're going to get the place we've been looking for, venue. I was praying. God said, call that your boy. Tell him to call his agent and ask for an agent called Ajay. Ajay in Abuja. I've never. So I called him. I said, go and check. Among the agents around, you ask. There's somebody calling. Yeah, he went everywhere. He said, there's nobody like that. Then one of the people he called him back. I said, I remember, there's actually a guy like that, but we don't know if he's still doing this work. God said, he's the one to call. Then God said, there's a venue that the church has moved out from. And that's the venue. So he called him, said, there's no venue like that. He ended the call. Very rude guy. But sometimes God doesn't need the character of your helper. Yes. You are the one looking for nice people. Yeah. Some people will hate you, but they will have to bless you. It's not. Do the deal and get out. It's not. Stop looking for a good helper. Helper is enough. So the guy called back. I said, okay, I remember there's a place. God said, that's a place. Okay? No, I was just in the house. Okay, we've gotten a venue. That's another story. By the finger of God. Sat down, pray. God lead us. Right place, right person, right time. Ish. Okay? I just sat down. God said, call so-and-so-and-so person. I called him. Said, tell him to give you a screen. So I said, you have a screen in your studio. I want to use it on Sunday. He laughed. He said, you are a different breed. He said, of everyone in our generation, you don't know the reason why I love you. I don't know what God has done to your heart. He said, we're in a generation where everybody pretend. But you are even asking me for this. He said, I have. They are just there. Come and take them. After first service, they called. I said, we are sorry. That one is small. And it's also, we have a better one for indoor. We'll come and change it. You are looking for a venue. God has prepared not just a venue, a screen. At the current exchange rate, if we're going to buy those things, at least we'll spend 15 million. Your problem is that the only route you know is money. That's your problem. By this time next year, I will so lift you that you begin to speak to nations of the earth. Your problem is the amount for ticket. I told our people in UK, I'm coming. I'm going to be with you for 3 months. And in that 3 months, I will start 3 centers. How? Like I said, your problem is that the only route you know is money. Somebody called me on phone. I said, Apostle, please, I'm sorry. Sorry, I've been calling you. Been calling me with different numbers. I said, please, sir, God laid it in my heart that anywhere you are flying to, I should be taking responsibility for the ticket. I said, check what you are saying. Anywhere. Because I have a trip to Zambia. And the round ticket is about 1.8 million. He said, Apostle, that is the instruction God gave me. the person can't reach out if you have not believed the instruction to take this gospel to the ends of the earth. God is not hardening to what he has said because you have not even conceived that. That's your problem. That is your problem. So you look at him like the one whose arms is too short. You feel God is as limited as your economy. Let me prophesy.
Yes, sir.
Listen. There are some of you seated here that by this time next year, your monthly tithe will be in millions.
Yeah.
Now, sit down. Sit down. That amen is a difficult one for salary earners. Whose only expectation is 150K per month. God gave me an instruction recently. And he said, son, say yes, Lord. Pay attention to the way God changed your life. He changed your life through instructions that are hard to believe. He said, let's make a deal. I said, all right, Lord. He said, from now going forward, never touch your salary again. So people are giving 50% for the space of 3 months. We are at the level of 100%. But now it's not even 100% again. It's about 200%. Because there's something else. No, it's not 200%. It's 300%. Okay? So when God gave that instruction, as at that time, I have loads of responsibility. I just started to put my parent on salary. How do I get this done? So first month, I closed my eyes. I said, channel the salary towards so and so place. The month was a bit bad. And suddenly, people started calling from different countries and said, God said, to honor you with this monthly, I have stopped responding to such messages now. Not because I have the whole world, but because I'm careful. When God is moving, the devil also moves. And I don't want to take anything corrupted. What God did was to permanently damage my confidence in salary. And the only way you can do that is by collecting it. There are things you will never receive until God has successfully collected what you are clinging to. Your biggest problem is what you are holding on to. That's your biggest problem. Anybody do this? Look at that woman, that widow. She had the last portion to eat. This one, you can't even bear. Everybody's broke. And she knew that when we are done with this, we'll die slowly. And the servant of God had the guts. You know this generation? Say, what effrontery. Are you not a wicked man? To despite all these things. As he said this, he still had the guts to say, make my own first. There was a young boy there. He ignored the small boy. Make my own. And he sat down and ate it. Then he now said, go inside. The cruse of oil will not fail. The barrel of wheat will not finish. And she went from eat and die to becoming supplier. Listen. Listen. You know, he didn't promise her. If he had promised her that, don't worry, you will have. Our expectation would have been, but there's no money to buy. Now it is very expensive. We have a God who can deposit it without market supply. Say, ask of me the hands of the earth for an inheritance. Many of you have been insulting God. You have reduced him to the capacity of your mind. Check. The reason why things can be so tight is because you have narrowed all the expectation to one source. A contract, an opening, a locum, a job. That's your problem. You can't look up and look down at the same time. Can I give you a minute to ask God to open your heart and damage this mediocre expectation? Do you mind? Or sometimes that's the problem. We just can't conceive it. We are not speaking at the same level. Say that amen with power.
Amen.
Say that amen again with power.
Amen.
People of God, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
please, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so if God looks at you now as a pastor and says to you that you are going to be the biggest landlord in Lagos, if care is not taken, you will say, I am just an ordinary pastor. And what is the implication of that statement? You are saying, God, I know you. Your capacity is not beyond the route of my salary. That's an insult. That's an insult to the one that the heart of kings is in his hand. And he can command it like the body of waters to do his bidding. It is an insult. Sit down for a minute. Are you following what I'm saying? How many of you are aware what I'm teaching you now? I've not taught it anywhere. I reserve this teaching for Lagos. Listen, sit down. Let me give you a word of prophecy. Very, very soon, when we are having our annual meeting in Lagos, mark this word, save this video. Very, very soon, we'll have a big problem. And the problem will be that the stadium is not big enough. Very, very soon. You will see it. You'll see it very, very soon. Some people are telling you, you are dreaming too big. Slow down. You have not even started. You have not even started. Sit down for a moment. Go and check. Go and check. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me say this to you. This is a very strong statement. Listen to what I want to tell you now. Your faith is not known through prayer. Listen to what I'm saying. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, right? Your faith, listen to what I'm saying. Hebrews 4 verse 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is possible to please God. For he that cometh to him must first believe that what he is. The reason why we pray is because we know he is. But listen, you can actually pray and not have faith. The way you shout, prayer is not the height of the proof of your faith. The way we know your faith is what you say. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. Somebody can finish praying. Oh Lord, I received this. I received that. The next seconds when he's done praying, everything is just dry. You don't even have anything. Everything is just bad. That prayer did not reach the heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you understand what I'm saying? So people go to the place of prayer. I didn't get again. We know we shout a lot. But by the time they get out, the things they are now saying is directly opposite. And the ones the angel walk with are the ones you are saying. So listen to what I'm saying. We have the same spirit of faith. We hear, therefore we speak. Now listen to what I'm saying. The spirit of faith is a speaking spirit. If God promises something, it will never come to pass until I say it. You didn't hear that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know your problem? Your problem is the last destination, bus stop, of the things God said is in your prophecy note. So you believe as I'm writing them down. Yeah, yeah. From the moment he said it, tell the next person, God said this. That is the way we get the result. So if I've truly prayed, I must come out from the place of prayer. I have talked to God. He has spoken to me. It is time to talk to you. What God said. Do you understand what I'm saying? When God said, Abraham and Sarah, change your name, he didn't say put it in your prophecy note. Call it. People need to hear. Call it. Sit down for a while. Are you aware? Now this is what I'm saying. How did Jesus rise from the grave? It's simple. He powered it before he died. Go and check. Jesus never spoke about his death without speaking about his resurrection. So sometimes my heart shiver and I hear young ministers say things like, I'm even ready to die. So if I die, what are you talking about? When Pastor Iya Adeboye at 80 plus is saying, I know the way I will die. It will be on a Sunday. I will eat Monday. Listen to what I'm saying. Nothing will change it. Years back, a preacher was preaching in the days of Abacha. And he just got under the anointing. Be careful of the things you see under anointing. And he was saying things like, they're praying for Nigeria. I love this nation. I am ready. I'm passionate about this nation. I'm ready to die for this nation. They killed him the following week. So sometimes I said, see, listen, every move has their own weakness. I like to stay in the middle. As I paid attention to the revival stream, I said, I'm hearing things that are very dangerous. I'm hearing things that are dangerous. Yes, they show our passion, but they are also an opportunity for the devil to take us out. You can get it right. Let me say this to you. The peak of one victory can be the base of a defeat. Oh, revival is on my heart. Oh, I don't mind dying. The victory, revival. The defeat, I don't mind dying. What is the essence of what you are doing that you can't do for long? Did anybody tell you that God is bored in heaven? So he will need to call you home to be entertained. With long life. See, because I know that one of my own assignments is to help put a perspective of scriptures to these things. This is the problem. With long life, he will satisfy. So you see, you can embrace revival and renounce long life. Embrace fire and renounce prosperity. How will you spread? How? By this time next year, we would have started our Lekki branch. Because Lagos is my next base until God says otherwise. Now, sit down for a while. Now, I told those in Abuja, before I leave Abuja, you will have your own property. We'll have a church in Kano. We'll have a church in Kaduna. We'll have a church in Ghana. We'll have a church in UK. They will not happen if they are not being said. So, now listen. Some of you are wondering, now the way he's saying it now, I want this. You are missing the point. It is in the saying that they are being created. You are missing the process of... You understand what I'm saying? You are missing the process of the creation. Nobody put your own mouth in your pocket. Start talking. Start talking. Believers are too quiet. Say, I'm a quiet achiever. You are not achieving anything. If there's achievement, it will be loud. It's low self-esteem. Achievement has its own voice. Are you following what I'm saying? Deeper Life just finished with a 150,000 capacity conference. It spoke by itself. Every vision speaks. Start talking. See, it is false humility to be quiet so that you don't intimidate anybody. Why should you dim your life because of somebody's sight? Start talking. Start talking. And that's the reason why some of you fight. You are married. Because somehow, I don't know what your problem is. Anytime you speak with your spouse, make sure they don't leave your presence without a consciousness of what is coming. Always use that mouth to paint the picture. You can't toast the girl. You still can't talk about what God is doing. What's your problem? What's your problem? See, I'm naturally quiet. Is something wrong with you? We are product of nature and nurture. Nurture yourself to speak. I'm naturally quiet. When you sit that girl, you suffer. Listen to what I'm saying. When you sit that girl down, sit her down. Begin to tell her about what God will do that you have seen. That is priesthood. So listen to what I'm saying. It may be that you even have to share one meat. Nobody told you not to have cut it before you cook it, but no problem. Okay? But it may be that you have to share one meat. While you are at it, keep mesmerizing our minds with what God said. Do you understand what I'm saying? Have you been doing this thing? I am very serious. How do you spend 2 hours talking and she cannot live with mental picture of the future? Are you that confused? Are you that confused? How? You spend 2 hours, she left you more confused and discouraged. She came to you and she was complaining of how things are fierce, and you did not see that as opportunity to win her over with the word. This is it. We will not be here.
Yes, sir.
Daddy Joe said to me, Mommy Joe's birthday. Said, I used to tell my wife in those days that our tomorrow will be all right. We will not continue like this. And he said, today it is gradually getting better. Yes,
Because you look at these men as old school, but the real technology is in their hands.
Do you understand? Pray, but also start talking. People around you must start becoming tired of you talking. Every time you drive together, this is it. You are too. Listen. What God wants to do is that He wants you to function like Him. So this is God stepping into the beginning. And He said, I have a vision. The vision is heaven and earth, billions of people, billions of angels. You look at Him, what is the capital for this vision? Just follow me. And we found out what the capital was. Talking. Let there be. 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 You saw that in your Bible. But you are still looking for physical capital. Because somehow you feel it is restricted to just God. So let me show you a scripture. Psalms 82 verse 5. Psalms 82 verse 5. Quickly, give us that scripture. Psalms 82 verse 5. And by the way, we need to get a bigger screen that is bigger than this for this place, a TV screen. So, are you planning to buy it already? Huh? I want to give you money, that's why I'm saying. Hold on. Now, sit down for a while. Rejoicing is a level. But anyone who have seen what I've said, would have said, why is it that when you come, you say we'll do it, you keep going up, I will do it. You have still not seen it. Let me say this to you. If I tell you I will do it, if I have 0 naira in my account, if I step out of this place, somebody will send it. Now, I am at a point now where I have found out that 0 account is a state of the mind. Actually, our account is not the bank. I may not have money in my bank, but I have several amounts scattered in different parts of the world in people's pockets. It is this bank that is zero. I can call for those ones. I don't know how to help you. Before coming for this meeting, I was in church on Sunday. I planned my trips. I planned everything. God said to me, "Say, son, let's do it again." I said, "What, God? Make me smile. Empty your account." At this point, I'm used to it. Oh, yes, Lord. I did. So I concluded that I've emptied my account, but I am not empty. Because if people don't find this way, people one day will get frustrated, go on social media and say, church is scam. I pay tithe and nothing show up. Because you don't know. Sit down for a while now. What is the capital of God? The Bible said, they know not. You don't know. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. And because of their ignorance. Now listen, it says, stay here. He said, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Stay here. Now, the earth is resting on several pillars. One of such pillars is the pillar of justice. Okay? So it means that because these ones don't know, for example, somebody has raped a 9-year-old girl, and now the girl is in the hospital. this one that should have grown to the point of now holding that pillar of justice, that to my account, these things will not slide in my generation. This fellow is still struggling for 3 square meals. And now people will have to die without justice because he doesn't have light. Your problem is that your life is about you. You have to be contending for the foundation, the pillars of the earth. How do I make this clear? You are saying, me, give me this. No. For things to go right, you are the one. There are people who don't know Jesus, and God still loves them because he loves the world. And he wants to find a way to help all of them. And the only way is his children. But those children still have the same problem those guys have. Do you understand? All the foundations are out of court because of the lack of light of his children. Now, he now said what? Verse 6 now. I have said, ye are gods. I have said that bright. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome said when he came to Lagos, he was taking yellow buses. I have said in that same place. You will not even be able to call for a meeting in stadium because he can't contain them. And the way this will happen, you are gods. What is the pattern of gods? Speak. Listen. I sowed a seed, but the result doesn't need to come. You sowed it with a closed mouth. That's why you are frustrated. Sit down for a minute. When God asked me to release my car, I told my wife, God has said to let go of this car. Get anything the Lord says. You better don't marry a woman that will say, hey. But I didn't stop there. I went further to tell her, don't worry, a time is coming. There will be too many cars. We'll be begging people, stop bringing cars. Don't say the first one without saying the latter. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, please sit down. I came to Lagos. I can't even afford the rent. What is your capital? I'm going to share an experience with you. So it may sound not doctrinal, but let me give a foundation. It is only on earth, for instance, let me start from the very basic. Is that okay? Uh-huh. Are you aware that it is only on earth that we have living and non-living things? For instance, that's the most basic. If you don't know this one, I may not be able to share it. In heaven, everything is powered by the life of Christ. Even flowers are alive. Grand, everything speaks. Creation testifies of the glory of God. So, for instance, if Jesus walked into this place, you will discover that even the wall can speak. The problem is that we are trying to use our Christocentric revelation to block actually the capacity of Christ. So I sat down outside my house. I was praying at night. I sat down on one of the pillars. Hey, shall I share this now? In our social media world, let me try because you need it. Somewhere along the line, I discovered, okay, God help your heart. Don't worry, if you don't believe what I'm saying, just discard it. at least I'm not teaching nonsense. Okay? But I can throw this one away. But I discovered that the building began to speak. And the building said, this is the only reason why I was created, to host you. He said, and I consider it the greatest honor to host you. He said, however, provisions was also made to buy me if you are interested. He said, but if you are not interested, there are many like me waiting for you to come. And that person is still thinking about her rent. So buying this place, even the matter of if I'm interested. Say if you are not, there are many more. What's your problem? What can't you trust God for? Don't limit God. Peter, they've tried all night for a catch. He said, launch your net to the right. Anyone who has tried all night, has he not tried everywhere? It is very simple. Fishes go to where his instruction has gone. God, have your way, Lord. Help us. Sit down for a while. Let me begin to tie this up now. Sorry if that story I shared now offends your heart, maybe your knowledge of scriptures. I'm sorry. I'm very conscious of doctrines. However, I know that the capacity of God is more than the things you know. Exactly. So I apologize. Because I'm careful, I'm conscious of the body. Please listen and listen good. A lot of you have picked certain things to this morning and you are seeing that this is the mistake I've been making. Yes, are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes,
what God has said he will do it his own way. Not your way. His way. And the Bible said that way is higher than your way, as the heaven is higher than the earth. So it means you don't even know it. So yours is not, listen, all right? Yours is not to know how. Yours is to believe and speak. But this thing you are saying, this thing you are always saying, how will it happen? Be free to say, I don't know. So I look at you and I say, soon I see you seated at United Nations meeting as a woman. If nations are, how will it happen? I don't know. But will it happen? Are you following what I'm saying? Very soon, and I'm not even going to be a branch, I'm pastoring. Very soon, across the state, in our branches, when a governor wants to win, they will have to come to church on Sunday. I told you God changed the statement. He said, I promised you before a city in Abuja. He said, son, I've changed my mind. I am giving you a city in every city. Do you believe?
Yes, sir!
Why is your mind like this? Now sit down. When Pastor He Adeboye said, I'm not convenient calling Pastor He Adeboye, it's Daddy Gio. It's for the sake of clarity, that's why I tried to do that. When he said that they are about to build a church the size of Ibadan, the devil had to quickly raise people to revolt. People started revolting. You know why? Because it will happen. You don't believe? It will happen. Go and check the Holy Ghost convention. The 3 kilometer by 3 kilometer packed. Former auditorium packed. Main road packed.
But you are struggling to trust God for 1,000 members. Do you understand? There is somebody somewhere who went to the club yesterday night and spent 15 million for different kind of drinks. But you, the child of God, somehow believes that 1 million, it will take God some energy. From today, go back home and memorize what is in your prophecy note.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's time to start talking.
Yes, sir.
Now, after now, make sure you put it everywhere you can see it in your consciousness.
Yes, sir.
Creation mode activated. You understand? How many of you saw the testimony of that girl the day before yesterday? It was before our very eyes. The growth was shining. Too many testimonies we couldn't take. There's something. Sit down. Let me teach you this as I round up. If you leave me to you in Lagos, I can spend all day with you. But it's time to have our own facility. I've told your pastor, the money is on ground, we're ready, just give us the facility. Okay? So that when next we're having this meeting, we can have 3 days. 3 days. It won't just be Sunday, so no. 3 days. Where we'll sit down morning and night. Imagine what will happen to you to be taught the same thing. Because let me tell you this. It doesn't matter how deep what you think I'm saying is. It is the very basic. If you leave me with 12 people here, I will share some things. I don't know what will happen to your head. I'm telling you, what I'm sharing today is at the level of what I know you can absorb. It is the basic, I'm telling you. So imagine we have to split these things for 6 sessions. We'll be able to travel. Yes. We'll be able to travel. And when the Bible says that if you have a faith as small as the grain of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, be you removed. And I read, so how many people have told mountains to be removed and the mountain removed? Nobody. It has never happened before. Maybe the highest we have seen is Joshua telling the sun to stand still. That's the highest. It changed the entire time zone of the world. And it was changed from where a man stood. A man. Anyone who becomes great only dare to believe. Nobody ties your mouth and your mind. You are the one intimidated when people are talking. Nobody ties your mind and your mouth. See, if you are intimidated by what people are saying, you will never rise. When they are saying it, nobody ties your mouth. I met a guy in Abuja and I said, come. I said, follow me so that you can see that a ministry can grow in a place they have never had influence. He too came there to do ministry. But I said, what? What am I trying to say? As I'm building, you too, hold the garment. Don't just follow and be watching. Look, look, look. No! While I'm saying what I'm saying and we are still in this same place, start saying your own so that by the time things change, you will still have a relationship. Start speaking. Are you following what I'm saying? So you'll not be the one telling your friends, do you still remember me? I'm so sorry, so. Jesus. Jesus.
creation mode. So let me tell you, so how do I have the confidence to go to, I'll tell you, we are going to this country and we are going to go. So for instance now, you are a church, you are praying, and God, warn people. No, that's not how to pray. Any prayer that is not specific is not a prayer of faith. Some of you are ministers here. I can see some of my sons and daughters. Oh God, we need a bass guitarist. The one that has sense. Add it. So that I will not come with Igbo in his pocket. Oh God, we need a drummer. Specify. Do you know what day was that that I told people to put on their status, I'm available for big project? Do you know the amount of contract that entered this ministry? I'm telling you, one of my boys came to me. So when I pray for you today, you know I am not speaking empty words. Sit down. I'm going to pray with you. Just this meeting will finish in Ibadan. One of my boys called me. Because he came to meet me, he said, I'm not convenient. People come to bring seed. I'm like, I know what you are going through. I know, but I can't. But that's the way we do. We sow the seed.
Yes, sir.
And we shifted. But listen, when he brought the seed, it was a difficult one. I am struggling. Chatted me up yesterday. Said, Apostle, I can't tell what happened. He said, the kind of deals I have sealed. Between what day and what day? I have not sealed it in all my years of working put together. So, listen. When I call you out and I bless you, I'm trying to show you the reason why you don't get results. So, for instance, I say, bless this person. The issue is that you are praying. No. Blessing is not a prayer. Blessing is an installation. Let me explain. So, if I lay hands on you and I say, from today, receive speed. I am not saying, God, give him speed. I am saying, you have already placed it on my life. It does. I give you by the authority God has placed. See, it is not pride, because it is called power of attorney. I am speaking as one who has been authorized to speak. When you have a house and you put a caretaker there, he speaks as the landlord. You don't call it pride. If God has placed me as a priest over a territory, I can speak on his behalf. So the problem you have is that you are now saying, God, though you have put me here to speak on behalf, Lord, I'm asking you, please give him. Nothing will respond, because you are ignorant. So when you tell people, go forward, it is consciousness. Some of you don't know that you can actually lay hands on people and their lives will change forever. One of my boys came to see me. Sit down for a while. One of my boys came to see me. He's not been able to go to school. Everything is fixed. I don't want to go into details. Usually I just personally take on some things. So I told him, I said, your school fees is not an issue. But I'm seeing a restraint. Pray. Well, I just prayed for him. He called me 2 days later. He just got a new job. He's working from Nigeria to an American company. And they were going to be paying him $850,000. He's only using WAEC certificate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey. Another one just happened. This is bad. I went to. But when next I'm talking, I'll be talking about the one that happened in Lagos. Don't let me even go into too many testimonies, because so you don't trace the people. You can't trace that. Oh yes. Sit down. Is there anyone here that almost every time you try to hold it, it looks like it is taking fire away from you? I command. Before this week is over, you will dance a new dance. And you will have the kind of testimonies you have not had before. I decree that you are blessed with the inspiration that will attract the wealth of this city. From today, you are no longer confused. You know exactly what to do. If there's anyone that doors have been shut against, I come here this morning as a representative of the Most High. And I command, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Because the King of Glory is coming in his children. I command, every gate of brass, chains of iron, be shattered. Let doors open. Amen. Let doors open. Amen. Let doors open. Amen. Let doors open. Amen. It is done. Amen. Now stand on your feet, everybody. Do you believe that I don't have to do gymnastics for your life to be turned around? Do you believe that I don't even have to shout?
Yes, sir.
When Reverend Dr. Omar Opai went to Koza and they asked him at the press meeting, go and check online, that what should we be expecting in this meeting? He said, and I quote, "I have come to demonstrate that miracles can happen without praying." Kai! You are the one calling them old school, but they know what you don't know. So I watched the meeting, and he would just say, "There are 90 of you here who have been under demonic attack. So I will pray now, and then you will sleep off for 15 minutes. You will look at his time. He's the one determining how long. He said, and after that time, you wake up and you will have what belongs to you. They will say, the power of the Most High, move. And you start seeing people drop, sleeping, real sleep. Real sleep. By a decree. You are also a child of God. From today, start speaking. When we got to Abuja, I told them, I was going to be here for 6 months. Okay. I mean, if you know the way we entered by faith. I don't go into stories. That entire project was a project, millions of naira. Sometimes church is not small, though. It's millions of naira. I've told your pastor we are collecting back all your sound system and giving you brand new ones. I'm not trying to psych you. I'm telling you we're withdrawing all these ones. We're withdrawing everything and give you brand new. When you enter Sphere of Light Church Lagos, you'll be afraid. You guys should brace up. Because God has delivered this city to your hands. Please listen. So finally, one of the leaders just caught my attention. I said, Apostle, you won't believe. I said, what? He said, we paid for the new place. I said, yes. So yesterday made it a day to complete the 6 months we said. That word will not fall to the ground. So when I say that, as I pray for you, my word will not fall to the ground. What you feel is that this reality is only restricted to Apostle. What is your problem? As I say it too, my words will not fall to the ground. Isaiah 55 verse 10, as the rain and the snow will not return back to heaven. That's one of my favorite scriptures. But I make the earth bring forth bud and flourish, that may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Ah! Can you give us that scripture? Memorize this scripture. The word of God is not going to drop. It will come to pass. I said it will come to pass. It won't fall to the ground. Let me give you a minute. What do you want? Quickly ask in a minute. Quickly ask. Please make sure you are very, very sincere. I've taught you something very important. Make sure you can see it. Make sure you can see it. Make sure you can see it. Make sure. Pray. Pray. Open your mouth. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now listen. Pay attention to the declarations, because they won't fail. Is that okay now?
Yes, sir.
Now I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, beginning from this month, you will never know again what it means to be stranded. I decree. It doesn't matter the problem you have right now. Before this year is over, you will be the one solving that problem in people's lives. I command that the gate of help in your city, in this city and every city you are planted, they are open to you now. From today, another layer of light such as you have never seen before. Receive it now. Before I see you again, God will have made you 1,000 times bigger. Even if you walk in desert, the desert becomes a fruitful field because of you. If there's anyone here that nobody in your family has ever really tasted breakthrough, effortlessly, you will change that narrative. From today, I call heaven and earth to record this day in your favor. That I have installed a new reality, and it is forward only. Those who have been trying to get married and have been scared because of finance, go and get married. Those who have been trusting God for visa to complete their education in different countries, I decree, in the name that is above all names, the door of that nation is open. Those who have been trusting God for the bone of their bones and the flesh of their flesh, look no further. The wind of God's spirit bring that person. I decree, Anything that has brought you to your knees and caused tears, they are changed for good. I decree there's going to be an eruption of testimonies in this place. It is done. Now, get up, everybody. Let me leave you with this scripture before I leave. I've been showing you this scripture, but I want to show you in a different light. Leviticus 26, verse 10 and 11. Message translation. If you can give me message translation. Leviticus 26, verse 10 and 11. This is the word. Now, a scripture can be read generally, but it can be read as your word. Now, I'm reading it as your word. Now, look at it. You will still be eating from last year's harvest, when you will have to clear out the barns to make new, to make room for the new crops. Yeah. Now God said, I will set up my residence in your neighborhood. Yeah. I won't avoid or shun you. Yeah. Listen, there is a form of blessing. They say it in Yoruba. They will say, Owa maba owo lowe. That is, you will not have to be stranded after a breakthrough for another one to come. It will. This is your blessing. This is your blessing. Now, listen. It is because the reason why God has said to teach this is because there are many of you, you are actually in this season. Now, listen, let me warn you. Go back and listen to my teachings in Lion and Bear again. Say not I'm a child. God will instruct some of you at 25. Go and get married as a guy. Say I'm still young. I want to get to 26. Is something wrong with your mind? What about those at 23? Can God say, Pastor, here, the boy got married at 25. Kenneth here again at 21. As a man now, I'm not trying to put the girls under pressure. Know when your season change and take the posture. Some of you as singers, I've told you, your time has come, but it will not happen until you unleash. Your season has changed. Change your posture. Stop carrying yourself like the former person. When I speak, when I teach with a consciousness that it is spreading to nations. There are places I've never stepped. I've seen ministers break down in tears. In tears, hot tears. You don't know what God has used your teaching to do. So when I teach, I don't teach this sermon is great. So every sermon is great. It's a consciousness. It will always be fresh. If I stay here for 10 days, the next day will be fresher than the previous. The next one will be fresher. It will always. There is a secret of consistent fire. And one of the ways to walk in it, apart from your spiritual routines, is consciousness. Anybody could have killed Goliath, but only David was conscious. The conscious one will look like they were the ones God answered their prayer. Meanwhile, they were the ones who dared to move. Some of you, God will tell you. God, I think somebody who was sharing the story, they were even struggling to pay a rent in a church facility. And God said, go and tell the landlord we want to buy the facility. They were struggling to pay rent in that facility. God said, go and tell the owner that you want. How do you tell a landlord you are owing? But that's God for you. They did not just buy the facility, they bought all the surrounding houses. You will not walk on water until you respond to the word come. I'm trying to tighten the loose ends now. After this prayer, move. I'm seeing you again. Mark these words when next I come here. A bubbling in your own facility. Yes, yes. Times 10 all of your people. It is done. and it is settled. Now let me, before I bless you, let me bless the assistant pastor. Come first. Go on your knees. The hand of God rests upon you. I command a shift in the name of Jesus. Let me have all the pastors and stand behind her, please. By the finger of the Lord. Let me have all the pastors and ministers, please come. You stay, your fiancé, come and stand beside him. I'm going to pray for the both of you together. Let me have the remaining ministers, please come. Quickly. Thank you, Lord. I command forth the blessings of the Lord. The fragrance to open the doors of cities, nations, and access to men that matters. There is a grace like that. The Joseph grace and the Daniel grace. I decree it's an installation today. You will know what to do and what to say. Suddenly a new consciousness by the Spirit. By the Spirit. You will not hear of any noise, but a ditch will be filled with water. I command a change in your season by the finger of the Lord. I ask that the Lord begins a new thing. Suddenly a new fragrance. Suddenly a new eruption.
Amen.
That people can't even understand.
Amen.
I decree the grace that makes a man's yesterday look like 10 years ago. I activate that grace upon your lives. You will have quick throwbacks. Because of the level of God's blessings upon your lives, it will shock your neighbors. It will rattle your world. I command a shift in your experience. I know you knew that when I come, things will change. Father, the hour has come. Do what only you can do. You know what we have been crying to you about. My Father, intervene in one day.
Amen.
And let everything become new.
Amen.
By the finger of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. By the finger of the Lord. By the finger of the Lord. There's a shift. There's a shift. In the name of Jesus. Now, get up. It's done. Now, Desmond, come. Abiodun, come. Oyin, come. Where's Dami? Come. I can't really see everyone. So, sons and daughters are in their own ministry, having their own. Yes, I want to pray for the Bamitales. Where are they? I told one of my very amazing daughters that God is about to. Mary, come here. Where's your husband? Come on your knees. Can you kneel? Can you try? Where's the husband? Where's this, my amazing girl? She's in media. Sometimes, come. Where's your husband? Come. These words won't fall to the ground. It doesn't matter what has been difficult. I command a new experience.
Amen.
Be conscious. I told you God is adding to your assignment. And what he's doing is that he's shifting your finance so you can carry the weight. Set structures. Make your mentorship a curriculum. Because you will no longer be able to do one-on-one. Pay attention to creative solutions that God is placing in your heart. By the wisdom of the Lord. I command it's a new season of shift.
Amen.
That all is well with you.
Amen.
From today, the miles you've not been able to cover before, you cover them.
Amen.
All the records you've not been able to break before, you break them.
Amen.
Effortlessly.
Amen.
Now please. I decree that a new season comes.
Amen.
And there is help for you.
Amen.
What the Lord does is sealed.
Amen.
And no devil can touch it.
Amen.
by the finger of the Lord. The room will no longer be tight.
Amen.
So I ask that there is ventilation.
Amen.
Suddenly, fresh air.
Amen.
Everywhere. Help her, please. Suddenly, doors opened. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done. Get up. A new season is here. Now, those of you who have not been able to go and get married because of finance, go and start planning for your weddings. See, they didn't answer me.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to tell God that I told them, but they did not believe me.
Yes, sir.
I want to have the pastor and his fiance. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I activate new things upon your life. Added to the burden for souls, we call forth the miraculous.
Amen.
Every time you step out, there will be testimonies of healings.
Amen.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Grace upon grace. You will take little steps and cover more distance.
Yes.
By the finger of the Lord. Now I see this, the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The audacity to dare the impossible. Take it now! In the name of Jesus. Spirit of faith. Suddenly your heart is enlarged to believe God for everything. Thank you, Father. Nobody under the sound of my voice will remain the same.
Amen.
It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you, City of Kings. Thank you for having me.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.